Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is up. Your favorite theory out, Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron the overnight. Number to join 888-808-1019. Got fleas behind the glass. Well, New York baseball fans, it was fun while it lasted. Both New York baseball teams won on the same day, which was Monday. And then last night, back to losing. Both New York baseball teams back to losing. Since June 18th, we all know what day that was. The day of the New York Knicks championship parade. Oh, I still get a big smile when I say that. New York baseball is 10-27. 10-27. And Aaron Boone's going to be joining the show later on. So stay tuned for that one. 10-27 since June 18th. Which way do I go? Well, I'll start with the team that's relevant, the Yankees, who last night faced who I thought was Randy Johnson on the mound. I had a look, double check. It was Ian Seymour. Ian, big unit. Pause, Seymour. How many strikeouts did he have against the Yankees last night? Well, I'll tell you, because I thought it was a misprint. I thought they misspoke. 5 1/3 innings, 12 strikeouts. That's right. 5 1/3 innings, 12 strikeouts. He's 6-1, but with a 4-1-1 ERA. The Yankees in two games have struck out 34 times. The first time in AL history in two-game stretch. 34 times. That's disgusting. And then you dive deeper into the numbers. Paul Goldschmidt, who was having a great season, not playing every day, 0 for his last 30. The Yankees have struck out 10 or more times in 12 of the last 16 games. Versus the Rays, who look like they're the new Jays, because last year the Blue Jays were their daddies, 2-5 versus the Rays. Will Warren, 0-3 with a 6.20 ERA his last five starts. The Yankees are bottom three when it comes to strikeouts in the league. This all sound familiar? Does it? The game they won on Monday, how many hits they had? Three. All three were homers. This approach sound familiar? Do the Yankees need to change their approach? Well, Aaron Boone was asked that question. And here was his response when asked by, was it Meredith Marakovich? Or it might have been another reporter. Here's the response to the question.
You guys have the most strikeouts in the majors over your last 19 games or so. Do you feel like there needs to be a change in approach at all?
Approach, I mean, we don't want to lead in that number, clearly. But as far as approach, I'm confident in our approach. But, you know, we got to get some guys on track right now that, you know, some really good players, obviously, that are going through a tough time right now. So we're not going to overhaul and change. But part of our approach is being a tough out and being situational, and we got to do a better job of that right now.
Well, you're not tough outs. You're actually easy outs. All you have to do is throw the ball right down the middle. Strike one, strike two, strike three. That's it. It was so bad. What the hell was Jose Caballero thinking on his at-bat? What was that? He looked like Mark Vientos in that at-bat. A give-up. This is why the Yankees won't ever win a World Series with Aaron Boone as the manager. They won't ever win. They might get there. They won't ever win a World Series with this guy as the manager. And I'll ask him that later on. The Yanks won't win. Your approach has to change. It hasn't worked. It has not worked. Home run or nothing. We've seen this. We've seen this in the regular season. Yankees, top of the league in home runs, killing the ball, smashing the ball, blah, 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 blah. We've seen this over and over and over. And how does it equate in the playoffs? No rings. Hasn't worked. So we're going to keep this going? Now, you're missing Aaron Judge. And who knows when he's going to be back? You're missing Giancarlo Stanton. Who the hell knows when he's going to be back? You got Trent Grisham back. Great. That's a start. Cody Bellinger stinking it up. Ben Rice, the last couple games, looks like he's starting to get his swag back. Jazz Chisholm, not good. Austin Wells, who? Jason Dominguez. Hasn't been the player that everybody thought he was going to be. And it's unfortunate. Because everyone had high expectations for him. Especially, you know, in 2023? 2024 he came up, whenever it was. Played a couple games. Was crushing the ball. Got the nickname the Martian. Well, now he's nobody's favorite Martian. Spencer Jones, sent back down. This is why, during the offseason, I advocated for Bo Bichette to go to the Yankees, for the Yankees to go after him. Now, you're going to say, well, he's got off to a slow start as a man. Yeah, but he's playing better now. He's hitting the ball. He's been much better since the horrendous start to the season. There's a couple guys I can think of that the Yanks could use. High on base percentage. Home runs. I'll get into those a little later on. But just when you think the Yanks, okay, we get a win. Let's keep the momentum going. Loss. Lost 2 out of 3 to the Twins. Who they are, the Twins are their adopted kids. The Yankees own the Twins. Not this past weekend. And you got the Rays, who I hear people mocking them. Their lineup, who's batting where. Cedric Mullins, yes, is batting cleanup. But the last 2 months, he's batting 260 total. He's gotten his act together. He didn't do that for the Mets. But for Tampa, he's batting 260 right behind Junior Caminero. And the fact that people are still pitching to Junior Caminero is crazy.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
But this Yankee team, with Aaron Boone as the manager, won't ever win a World Series. And I think it's asinine to not want a Scooball on this team, to go trade for a Scooball on this team, to shore up the starting pitching, because Will Warren ain't it. Ryan Weathers, same thing, last 5 starts. 1-3, 5.64 ERA. Garrett Cole. Now he's just getting back from Tommy John trying to find his groove. New York baseball is bad. I've said it over and over and over again. It's bad. Across the board. Mets. The Yankees. The minor league teams. They all stink right now. They're all bad. Now, can the Yankees split the series with the Rays minimum? I hope so. I was hoping for 3-4. Just get a split. Get a split. 34 strikeouts in two games. 34. I don't think if you got everybody around here at WFAN to go up against a Rays pitcher, we strike out 34 times. Even if we have to lay down bunts just to get outs, just to avoid strikeouts. Lay down a bunt. There's no small ball. There's no approach. The approach, non-existent. Do we have to change our approach?
No, I think we don't have to change.
Yeah, you do. Figure it out, because you look like trash at the plate. It's not good baseball. And then you go to the other side of town, and I got to watch Kodai Senga pitch again in a Major League Baseball game. It worked so well with David Peterson after the, you know, having an opener and then putting him in a second. They're trying to put Kodai Senga now. What'd he do? Three innings, four strikeouts, four walks, four runs, five hits. He walked the bases loaded. Walked the bases loaded. I gotta watch this crap. When they were showing the Royals throwing the ball all over the field, I had to make sure it wasn't the Mets. Remember, the Mets had six errors in one game. The Royals had three errors in one play. Now, I forget the caller's name, but I was sitting out there. And I told Tommy, I almost went into the control room and jumped on the microphone.
If the Mets had Pete Alonso, they'd have 52 wins.
Can he pitch? Can he throw strikes? Can he not walk the bases loaded? Can he go six innings? Because last time I checked, he's not a pitcher. Because that's been the Mets' biggest problem. The pitching. You don't believe me? Here you go. Nolan McLean, 6-5, 3.73 ERA. Okay, he's gotten better. Had some rough starts. But he's taking his lumps as a rookie. Boom. Freddy Peralta, who most Mets fans wanted, myself included. 5-7 to 4.68 ERA. He's been terrible. Sean Manaea, 1-4, 5.16 ERA. David Peterson, before he was traded to the Cubs and being batting practice for the opponents. 3-6, 6.09 ERA. Kodai Senga, this is absolutely disgusting. He's 0-7 with an 8.92 ERA. Why the hell is he still on this team? Why? Oh, because he's got one more year left on his deal? And he doesn't want to go down to the minors? So you know what you do? Sit his ass in the bullpen and let him sit there all year. That's it. Or put him on the IL. Say he's got a broken heart. And that's that. No courage. He stinks. 0-7 with an 8.92 ERA. That's real. Unfortunately, that's real. That's in 38 innings. Oh, my God. 27 walks in 38 innings. This is a guy who went from being a Cy Young Award contender the first half of last year to now being one of the worst, if not the worst, starting pitcher, period, in all of baseball. And our best pitcher, most consistent pitcher for the last year plus, Clay Holmes, 4-4, 2.39 ERA. That one hurt. And I want him back next year. That one hurt. The injury to him versus the Yankees. That stunk. But this is what's going on with the Mets. It's the starting pitching. It's not Juan Soto. It's not Francisco Lindor. It's not the fact they don't play hopscotch and patty cakes with each other. Not the fact that they don't trade emojis, heart emojis with each other. It's not the fact that Pete Alonso's not here. It's not the fact that Brandon Nimmo, who's been bad for the Rangers as well and injured, surprise, surprise, is not here. It's not the fact that Jeff Miserable McNeil's not here. It's the starting pitching. Get it through your thick heads.
If Pete Alonso was here, they'd have 52 wins.
No, they wouldn't. You see what Pete Alonso and the Orioles are doing right now? He's putting up numbers. What's the Orioles' record? 42-50. Last place. I said enjoy fourth place the rest of your career. He's in last. So unless Pete can throw 98, has a sweeper, a slider, and a 12-6 curveball, it wouldn't matter if he was on this team. Because it's the pitching that's been a disaster for the New York Mets. And for the Yankees, their lineup needs to wake the hell up. Whoever's playing, figure it out. Change the approach. Because your approach has not won a World Series since 09. You got to one versus the Dodgers. And then your manager puts in, what's his face? Nestor Cortez instead of Tim Hill. How'd that work out? Grand slam. So, the Yankees are not going to win a World Series with Aaron Boone. I don't care if they play the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Braves, the Rockies. I don't care. They won't win a World Series with Aaron Boone as the manager. He sounds like Carlos Mendoza has the last year in press conferences. It's copy and paste, post-game press conference. Copy and paste. It's boring. It's vanilla. It's bleh. If I was playing fam, I'd be like, what the hell are we talking about? At least Aaron Judge had the balls to say the right thing. When he put himself out there as the captain, as he should, and said what he said. But the team lacking focus. But if you ask Aaron Boone, and I ask him later, he says,
oh, I think everything is fine. I just feel like, you know, we're in a tough stretch right now, and things are, you know, we got to get it together. The approach is not bad. We're not going to change the approach. We don't want to be in the bottom half of the league in K's and strikeouts, but, you know, it's eventually guys are going to come around and do what they're supposed to do. Are you sure about that, Aaron?
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.